Chapter 103. The bridge of the Goya was a plexiglass cube situated two levels above the main deck. From here, Rachel had a 360-degree view of the surrounding darkened sea, an unnerving vista she looked at only once before blocking it out and turning her attention to the matter at hand. Having sent Tolland and Corky to find Xavier, Rachel prepared to contact Pickering. She'd promised the director she would call him when they arrived, and she was eager to know what he had learned in his meeting with Marjorie Tench. The Goya's Shincom 2100 digital communication system was a platform with which Rachel was familiar enough. She knew if she kept her calls short, her communication should be secure. Dialing Pickering's private number, she waited, clutching the Shincom 2100 receiver to her ear and waiting. She expected Pickering to pick up on the first ring, but the line just kept ringing. Six rings? Seven? Eight? Rachel gazed out at the darkened ocean, her inability to reach the director doing nothing to quell her uneasiness about being at sea. Nine rings. 10 rings. Pick up! She paced, waiting. What was going on? Pickering carried his phone with him at all times, and he had expressly told Rachel to call him. After 15 rings, she hung up. With growing apprehension, she picked up the Shincom receiver and dialed again. 4 rings. 5 rings. Where is he? Finally, the connection clicked open. Rachel felt a surge of relief, but it was short-lived. There was no one on the line. Only silence. Hello? She prompted. Director? 3 quick clicks. Hello? Rachel said. A burst of electronic static shattered the line, blasting in Rachel's ear. She yanked the receiver away from her head in pain. The static abruptly stopped. Now she could hear a series of rapidly oscillating tones that pulsed in half-second intervals. Rachel's confusion quickly gave way to realization, and then fear. Shit! Wheeling back to the controls on the bridge, she slammed the receiver down in its cradle, severing the connection. For several moments, she stood terrified, wondering if she'd hung up in time.